Thousands of people who fled eastern parts of the southern city of Rafah in the Gaza Strip are suffering harsh conditions and a lack of services. Israel has continued an incursion on Rafah after calling on 100,000 Palestinians in an eastern part of the city to evacuate to the relatively safe area of Muwasi. The move came as Israeli troops seized control of Gaza's vital Rafah border crossing on Tuesday in what the United States has described as a limited operation. Fears of a full-scale invasion of the southern city have mounted as the outcome of talks between Israel and Hamas over a ceasefire and hostage release remains uncertain. The UN has warned of a potential collapse of the flow of aid to Palestinians from the closure of Rafah at a time when officials say northern Gaza is experiencing full-blown famine. This displaced man says the area around Muwasi lacks food, drinking water and services.
They said we had to leave, so we came here where there is nothing, no toilets or tents, and my family is made up of 20 people. Where can we go? Where can we eat? Our life is miserable.